تكررين إن شاء الله.
تفضل. إن شاء الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وخاتم النبيين بالقاسم محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين. الله سبحانه وتعالى in his blessed book the Holy Quran tells us: يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a great advice, and that is that all those of you who believe, vie with each other through patience and prayer. And you will notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the solution to the difficulty of this exam that we're living in this world. As we mentioned before, Allah created us to examine us, to test us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us that we will test you. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. The best among you under this difficult trial are the ones who are patient. And you will see that the whole story of our reenactment in Hajj is precisely that moment of seeing our ability to exercise patience. Patience is that rein that is placed upon a wild beast. And if you and I have the control through patience, all our carnal desires, the quwwat al-shahwiya which we possess, the desires that take us away from Allah, the nafs al-ammara, as my brother Abbas, Sheikh Abbas mentioned, you will notice that all of these, the solution lies with having patience. But to have patience, as I mentioned a few days ago, requires a great deal of foresight. A person cannot exercise patience if he or she sees only for the day. As we call the happy-go-lucky person, the happy-go-lucky person who is not long-term vision is never going to exercise patience. It's impossible. Because if I am living by the day, I will be fluctuating based on the responses I get for the day. But if I plan out for my existence and I understand my origin, where I came from, and where I'm going, i.e. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, you find this statement, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, is not a simple term to just accept. It requires reflection. It requires cogitation. It requires questioning. And I know for a fact that there is not a single one of us here who has not asked the question, who am I? It's a natural phenomenon. When we are children, many a times we have a bit of a problem with our activities, or we may have a fetish of something, or we may have a habit. We think we're the only ones in the world who has it. Then a friend comes to you your age and tells you, by the way, guess what? And you feel very satisfied that there's somebody else who shares the same problem. And suddenly you find yourself gauging yourself where you stand. You see? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to reflect on who we are, where did we come from, why are we here. While we're getting this distraction possibly that may move us, I think we'll need to move.
So we meet again.
Yeah, brother, how are you, Amir? How are you doing? You look good with the beard. You're looking like a very Sharif person. No?
Sharif?
Sharif, mashallah.
Good to see you. Just recording just while we move.
Yeah, can you? I don't know how to do that, please.
What is this, Al-Asil?
No.